Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back to Bumper to Bumper. It is the second half of the show, if you're wondering why we are still on after 8 o'clock. So we are now doing a two-hour show every Friday night. Now we've got a lot to talk about. We even introduce a little bit of tech, a little bit of travel, things to do on the weekend. So it's a whole new show.
Yes. So when you say introducing a bit of tech, just so you know, for next week's show, I don't know if you've noticed this, I've been trying to flash this very fancy looking Garmin watch.
Okay.
So this is the one that we have for review. It's a very, call it outdoorsy orientated watch. You can see by the design and things like that. But we'll dissect the deck next week, like fully.
Okay. So if you missed it, we were talking about the new 5 series launch. They launched the 5 series as well as the i5. There are pictures on B2BCII. We also asked the listeners, you guys, if you were involved or witnessed a road rage, to just send us any messages on the WhatsApp line. Talking about the WhatsApp line, I got a message earlier that said that if you're in and around the Norfolk JK area, there was a car stolen from there today, a Bucky. Looks like, what car is this? Like? A Ford.
Is it not a Ranger? Yeah, it's a Ranger.
It's a Ranger with Honey decals on it.
So Honey is in the
jewelry.
The jewelry brand.
Yeah, Honey Fashion Accessories. So if you are in the area, then, oh wait, the Bucky was found in Soweto by 2:30 p.m. Police are still investigating and have the Bucky at the pound. Sadly, not in a good condition. Okay, so we did. So they found Bucky.
Okay,
alhamdulillah. Then we also got on the WhatsApp line here, Joburg Zoo for the month of March. It's their birthday, so it's 20 rand entrance for everyone. And whoever has their birthday in March enters for free.
So for the whole month?
Sounds like it.
That's pretty good value if you born in March. Do you know anyone who's born in March?
Yes, I have a friend that's born in March.
So you should send it to them.
I did send it. Oh. Apparently he goes every year.
Really?
He's my friend.
Are you talking about
think alike?
We're talking about a Bucky that got stolen. I just want to talk about, like, we often touch on this and we often just get back to it, but it's the top 5 selling Buckys in South Africa during February. In 5th place, we've got the Mahindra Scorpio pickup.
We just spoke about a stolen Bucky.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Now we're on the topic of Buckys. I didn't see a better way to bring this up. I actually thought you were like opening the door for that.
Okay, so yeah, get back onto the.
So the top selling bike is the top 5.
Yeah.
In 5th place, we've got the Mahindra Scorpio pickup at 715 units.
Okay.
It's good.
Sure, 715 units. That's quite a lot in a month.
Almost double that is number 4, Nissan's NP200 at 1276.
Okay.
So there's a big jump.
NP200 still around?
Discontinued, but I think they're still selling them.
Where do they get these NP200s?
I have no idea. At number 3, it's Isuzu's D-Max with 1,740.
Okay.
Top 2, your guess, you know them. It's Ford's Ranger at number 2 at 2,187 units. And then Toyota Hilux literally smashing it out the park with 3,100 units.
Sure.
So it's a massive difference in number 2 and number 1.
So these are new car sales.
Brand new car sales for Buckys during February 2024.
So that's just like Buckys, like single cab Buckys. It's not like luxury double cab.
I think it would cover everything.
Okay.
I don't think Toyota only sold 3,100 single cab. Hiluxes. Okay. I think it's just...
So VW is not even featured there?
No.
So for Honda, Honda is doing well.
Honda is doing very well. I'm so excited. I'm getting a Karoo to test in 3 weeks, inshallah. I'm so excited. It's one of the cars I'm most excited about. I've never driven a Mahindra.
Okay.
Not like from a breast vehicle point of view. But I'm really excited.
Okay.
Yeah. Have you driven it?
Yeah, the Karoo.
Your face is like, so you're not giving off anything. Am I going to enjoy this?
No, I'm waiting for you to, then we can talk about it.
So let me just tell you something when it comes to Bakis for me. I don't want a Baki to drive like a car. I don't.
Then you'll enjoy the Mahindra.
Really? Am I going to work for it? Is it clutch like?
It's a workhorse. That's what they call it.
There's the gear
option when you park. Yeah, it does.
It's idling.
Yeah.
That's a Baki.
It does.
Yeah.
Makes all the sounds like a Baki.
Really?
Sounds like a Baki, it looks like a Baki, it feels like a Baki. Even the comfort is like a Baki.
Is that you putting it mildly?
No, I mean, it's very nice, but we will talk about it.
So I'm going to take it somewhere like long distance.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm going to like gravel down all the way.
But you must work it. You must put stuff in the bin and everything. That's what a Baki is supposed to be used for.
Do you have to move house or something?
No, but I mean, you can just ask someone if they want. I'm sure someone of the listeners are moving at the end of March or something, and you can just help them out.
I probably could.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay,
test it out.
Ziad is volunteering his services. You can use the Karoo.
No, you driving, you testing it out. I've tested it already.
No, but I'm being serious. I really want to drive that vehicle. Do you know, like the sales shows, it's top five in Pakistan in South Africa. It's a massive, massive market.
Yeah. No, but I'm very proud of them. 700, over 700 Bakis in a month, that's very good.
I think Mahindra is also one of those brands that have come a long way. They seem to fly a little under the radar, but I think they're doing very well.
They're very underrated, and I think what actually got them, you know, like on the radar now, like you say, is the sponsorship of the cricket team.
Mm-hmm.
That really people got to see, you know, Mahindra is here, this is what they're doing. Because, you know, we see the billboards of the Amolas and the Pikes and, you know, all those cars, but nobody sees the Mahindra. Like, there are a few billboards of the Scorpio N and the XUV700, but I think they're not seeing them.
Yeah.
And that was like a very good PR.
Tell me something, how capable is that Scorpio N?
Very capable.
Like, as in you can, like, Jeep.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to put it to the test.
No, it's very capable.
I've got it in Ramadan, so I think it will be a nice exercise to maybe take it to a proper facility and just see what it's
okay.
like.
Mm. Take it to Dubai.
Yeah, maybe that's a good option.
But yeah. You can even take this Karoo there also.
I want to take the Karoo to the Karoo.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm literally doing it just for the Instagram caption.
But there's not a lot of, like, I can see a lot of taro to get there, and then once you get there, then it's just...
You have to drive a lot, like, I mean, at least 4 to 5 hours before everything is gravel.
Yeah, so I don't know if it's a good decision.
Are you not coming with me?
Oh, was I invited?
I need to split the battery with someone. I mean, it's at least, what, 2,000 Ks?
Sure, it's far.
Mm.
Yeah.
How is the thing on fuel? It's a diesel?
I think I got about 10 liters per 100.
That's very good.
It was okay. It wasn't... It wasn't fantastic. I won't say, like... Mahindra is decent. It's not like, you know, like very fuel efficient, but it's not like out there where you can say, you know, it depends on how you drive. Even the Scorpio N, you can get up to 30 liters if you want to, but you can bring it down to like 9-10 liters,
okay.
You know, depending on how you drive. And it's exactly the same for the, it's like the same engine, 2.2, that M-Hawk engine that they use, yeah, it's...
Okay. Still on the topic of Bakis, do you remember Reynolds, I think it It's pronounced Orok. It's basically a duster, but it's a baki. Renault duster is basically a Renault duster baki.
I've never seen that.
Really? So anyway, it was on the cards for South Africa, but in a set turn of events,
yeah,
we will not be receiving it, at least not in 2024. It was scheduled for us.
Oh, yes, I remember that was supposed to compete with the MP200.
Yes.
Yes.
Which I thought would do very well because you know you've driven the Duster.
Yeah.
In my personal opinion, I think the Duster is the best vehicle from Renault. But like I'm saying, it's basically that Renault Duster configuration is a little downgear baki.
Yeah, the Renault actually wanted to bring that. I remember the conversation that I had with them. It was about 2 years ago, actually, that they said that they were going to bring it to South Africa. And the reason why they wanted to obviously get into that market, because they said there is still a market and nobody is servicing that market. Because everyone is looking at now these double cabs, luxury double cabs, and there's still that market.
Everyone is looking at them, but I mean, if you look at any of them, you're looking at 800 upwards, right, for something that you're going to really enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
And I do feel that there's quite a big market in terms of, you know, these little business owners, a florist, a bakery, or whatever. That man wants an old school, you remember Chef Utility or Kosa Baki, like everyone
called.
But now also, yes, the old ones, right? But those are all single cabs. So what happens if you have a family, but you also happen to have a business, now you have to have two cars.
Yeah.
Why? Why was this never a thing? Why wasn't there a little Corolla Baki?
Yeah.
Why? I think I don't know if the market would be big enough in South Africa alone, but I think it would be feasible for like countries like, you know, like basically your BRICS countries.
Well, they're producing them in Brazil, these Renaults.
Okay.
So they're obviously doing well there.
So anyway, the reason we're not getting it is actually because of the weakening rand, and Renault just don't see it feasible. Like, they can't match the price point they intended for it to hit the market at because of duties and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I think duties is a big thing. A lot of the manufacturers have been complaining that they can't bring certain vehicles into the country. And you see, like, even the premium brands, we'll get one or two models and we're like, where's the rest of it? We see them in Europe, why are we not getting it?
But they can't bring it. How much ranges in South Africa have been reduced?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, look at BM, for example. It's one.
Yeah, 520D and that's it.
It.
Yeah. No, well, that's the thing, because the duties and taxes are exorbitant.
Yeah, so Renault is not on the cards, but at least not for 2024. It was a vehicle that I was quite excited about. I think it addressed quite a nice market need. I'm saying, you know, it's small business owners, man. You're there, you need something for the weekend as well. Not everyone has the luxury of owning two vehicles or, you know, like one specifically for work. And I mean, this would have been a perfect vehicle to double up for that. Yeah.
Yeah. But talking about Bakis, GWM.
Yes.
Right. They are bringing in a whole new range.
Mm-hmm.
So like we said, there's now the umbrella of GWM, and they have now split into Tank and Haval and PCs and Aura.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There is another brand, but I don't think we're getting it in South Africa. I forget the name now.
Okay.
So
just to explain to listeners, Aura would be the electric vehicles.
Yes.
Tank would be the more, is it like off-road focused?
Or yeah, off-road.
Right? B-Series is the Bakis, and Haval is every second car you see on the road.
Is it though?
I see a lot of them. I've driven the Julian, and I don't know if you're going to agree with me. I don't know if any of the listeners are going to agree. I don't like it.
What?
I don't like the drive. I see through that.
Huh?
I see through it. It's not a good drive.
In what way? Explain to the listeners why don't you like it? Most people that are listening now have a Julian in the garage. Why do you
first
not like
it? First, it's heavier and fuel. Okay. Specifically the Giuliano one I drove, right? It's heavy on fuel. It doesn't have any sort of performance to match to how it's drinking the fuel.
Yeah. Did you not put it in a sport?
No.
Oh, okay.
Firstly, even the GT, it sounds nice, it looks nice, but full stop.
Okay.
Like, how do you make a car sound nice, but okay, wait, the VW showed us with a VR6 and a R32, how you make a car sound nice, but you make it fast. But yeah, I didn't like the overall feel of the car, and I actually drove the car for quite a while. I felt it didn't have that gumption, like it didn't want to drive. I don't like a car that when you accelerate it like starts screaming and like, you know, all of that stuff.
Was this the second hand car?
It was the second hand car.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like, I mean, it was the someone's car that I drove.
No, but
it wasn't a press vehicle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But also when I
So was it like a turbo lag?
Yeah, it was basically that.
No, because it's interesting, because I mean, we get press cars and I didn't have that, right? So it's good to know this, have this aftermarket feedback. Because the thing is,
can I ask you something?
Yes.
Do you think press cars are tweaked slightly different compared to normal cars?
No, they're not.
You don't think so?
You see, the only thing is that they cut it off at a certain mileage.
Mm.
So I mean, any new car is going to have everything that you ever dreamt about.
Mm.
But then what happens after that?
Yes. So this car also had like a little bit of mileage. It had under 10,000 Ks, which is kind of press car
technically.
Yeah. It's just like I'm saying, it did not. And I was, again, it was one of those vehicles I'm like, yes, I want to drive this. Because I mean, it looks nice. It's a good looking vehicle. The interior is neat. It's like, it's got old school Range Rover vibes, the interior, you know, the dials and, you know. So it was a vehicle I was excited to drive. And then day one, I was like, this guy is not doing it for me, you know. And then a few times I had to fill fuel and I was like, take your car back, you know. And obviously, like I'm saying, you know, you get those vehicles that are so heavily capable off-road, like, I mean, the Jeep Gladiator. And you're filling fuel, but you know why. Then you got cars like, you know, for example, the RS3, that if you like really on that vehicle, you're going to get maybe 300 Ks on the full tank. But you, again, know what's happening. This is like neither. It's just bland.
But that is one of the issues we've had with the Chinese manufacturers, is that the fuel consumption is very high.
Do you know, I honestly think that because everyone is going to electric, they don't see any reason to develop and put money into developing, call it, engines that consume less fuel. I mean, they know, like, why would you be spending money on doing that when in, I'd say, 10 years' time, there wouldn't be any internal combustion?
Well, that's a good reason, I suppose. A good way to look at it, because they are doing a lot of research and development. GWM is doing a lot in terms of safety, design, obviously tech is one of the big things that is
the most important thing
that they're using.
I think they have a whole department sitting they're in, like, basically like, you know, like a music composing studio, and they only developing the sound of the indicator, because TikTok was just it's too old school. Like, we can't have TikTok. We need to have some video games.
You'll enjoy the Mahindra,
really,
if you enjoy those different sounds.
Okay.
Yeah.
You say this with the biggest smile on your face.
But yeah, so on that note, they are launching a few new cars this year. We did mention them at the beginning of the year, and they just revealed them a few days ago. So we saw the Tank 300 coming out last week. There's going to be a Tank 500.
So am I right in saying that it competes with a Land Cruiser?
It looks like a
it looks big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't know. We don't have any pricing, any specifications. They're just like, here's the cars.
Okay.
Look at them, enjoy them, and then in the next few months, they will be releasing these cars.
Okay.
So that's one of the things that they released. The other is the Jolyon Pro.
Yes. In terms of looks-wise, they cleaned that vehicle up. Like, I think it looks modern. And that's what I'm saying. If anyone bought a Jolyon in the last, like, few months, like, ish, sorry. Seriously, it looks nice. It will obviously come at a premium price. I mean, you're calling it premium. Why are we calling cars premium and pro and max? And, like, why? Like, can it not be where I look at that car and say, this is premium? Like, don't tell me it's premium, because now you're trying to hide.
Or eat.
Yeah.
But when the Jolyon came out, it was 300,000.
Yes.
What is it sitting at now? For 325.
Is it? Is it just such a small jump?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Because I know that that's basically what everyone does. They obviously bring in a range of vehicles at like a ridiculously good price. We all get hooked onto it and we all drive it and talk about how reliable they are. And then we blink, 10 years go by, and I mean the cheapest vehicle from these people are like 350 grand for like a car the size of a shoe.
But we spoke about this. Hyundai and Kia did it to us.
Like, They won us over.
Came in with the Getz.
Yes.
And it was the most affordable car. Everyone had them.
Yes.
I think they even had the Getz in automatic at that time.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was just like, you know, that was the car to get.
Yeah.
And now, look how far they've come. No, but there's a reason for their pricing now.
They have
moved into a different segment.
They have. But I think in order for them to have moved in, they needed to pave the way, and this needed to be a part of the plan, because no one's going to spend money, that sort of money, on a vehicle that they don't know.
Yeah.
So like this, the same guy who basically is who is driving a, what's the nice big one, the Tucson, right?
Yeah.
He might have been, you know, his sister had a Getz or, you know, whatever it is. So it's like a continuation. I think South Africans, we're very brand loyal. Brand prestige is a thing for us. And honestly, that's the reason why we see so many German vehicles on the road. I mean, there was a time when many people couldn't afford it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you ask any, like, young kid. You
still can't afford it.
Really? That is the
reality.
The reality. But, I mean, you ask any kid, like, you know, what car do you want? No one says a Haval HGT. Well, what is that thing called?
H6.
H6 GT. Like, no one says that. They have to earn their way there. I mean, Kia Stinger, which child is it on the wall?
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a long road, but we see what you guys are doing. It's fine.
No, but it's good. It's giving the Germans, the Americans, it's giving them competition. I think coming out of the Asian market, we've only known Mazda, Nissan, Honda. You know,
and you know, that's a brand I want to talk about. I feel like they've kind of gotten lost amongst all of this.
Yeah.
But Honda, but yeah. Let's go for an air break. We can talk a bit about Honda.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back to Bumper to Bumper. If you missed out, you have missed quite a bit, because we are now in the last half an hour of our 2-hour show. Yes, we are now doing 2 hours every Friday. Brother Jamil and I don't want to stop talking, so we're now doing it for 2 hours. But we've got lots planned. Like we said, we are going to be talking a bit of tech, a bit of travel, a bit of things to do. And on that note, we were just talking about the GWM, a lot of tech in those cars. We said that they are just released the Tank 300. They are going to have the Tank 500, which is a little bit bigger. Jamil says that it looks like a Prado, Land Cruiser. They've got the Haval H7.
Mm-hmm.
The Jolyon Pro, and also the P series, I think it's 5000.
Is it? I don't know. That sounds like a sunblock to me.
Yeah, so they're coming out with quite a few new vehicles, so keep a lookout for that. We will be talking about it once we have it on test. It's the P-Series P500, sorry. Yeah, so that is GWM.
Yeah, but just before you go onto the road rage, we were talking about Honda, and I feel it's a brand that has kind of just lost its brand amongst everything that's happening in the industry. And I don't think it's anything that they did wrong. I just think there's so many people doing things right.
You don't think there's anything that they did wrong?
Look, let me tell you, right? They've been conservative always, Honda.
No.
What do you mean?
Their last few models haven't been very conservative looking.
But that's the thing now. Like, I mean, if you look at Honda from back in the day, right? There was always like really standout models, like, you know, like the NSX and the S2000 and the Prelude and
the Ballard,
I guess. But then they also had like a whole nother old people division that made very conservative. Like the Ballard was, I mean, it wasn't intended to be a boy racer car. It really wasn't. Like, I mean, think about it.
Yeah, but once you drop the suspension,
angel eye hats. Oh yeah. My goodness! But look at the what is that small one?
Fit.
Yeah. Prius. What is it called? A Jazz before, right? Is the Fit the Jazz?
No, it's different.
Oh, okay. But like, if you look at the Jazz,
yeah,
it's one of those vehicles that if you see the advert that says like, you know, one lady driver or whatever. Like, I believe it.
Yeah, no, it was.
It was like that sort of vehicle. But yeah, it was a very, very good vehicle. Like, extremely good. But I don't know, I just feel like they kind of lost it in all of this. And like I'm saying, they continue to put out good cars. But there's just people who put out great cars. And maybe that's the difference. And I honestly don't think Honda really listens to the market. Do you not agree with me?
No, I think...
Let me tell you, the Elevate looks nice. Okay?
Yeah, but we said it's looking more...
Suzuki.
Toyota Suzuki.
No, but that's listening to the market. Toyota Suzuki are doing amazing. Let's do what they're doing.
Yeah, that's an urban cruiser.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. The one that really like upsetted me was the Civic RS. When I hear RS, I don't want to hear like anything else. What do you make when you see a badge RS on a vehicle?
Sport.
Like racing sport, yeah. Rally sport, something. Do you know what it stands for?
What
do you think it stands for?
I don't know. Is it a Japanese word?
It stands for road sailing.
Huh?
Because the vehicle is apparently so smooth on the road, it's like sailing a ship. So we're going to call it the RS.
Oh, it's got nothing to do with...
No. It has absolutely nothing with the Type R. Like, I thought the RS was like, you know, like an Audi has the S and then the RS model.
Yeah.
Like, I thought the RS was their S and the Type R was their RS, and it's like my mind can't comprehend what's happening when you're driving a slow car, there is an RS badge. I'm sorry.
Oh, wow. This is news to me.
Yeah. Do you know a Hilux?
Yeah.
Do you know you get an RS model, right?
Yeah.
Do you know what that stands for?
What does that stand for?
Please take a guess.
I don't know.
Roller shutter. Because the vehicle literally has, you know, the tailbone.
Oh yeah.
It has a roller shutter, so they call the entire like model an RS.
Okay.
Again, something that upsets me because like you don't throw these letters around like just like that. You know what they're doing to these letters? What manufacturers in the 90s started doing with four pipes? You don't just put four pipes in the car. As a kid, my understanding of how fast the car was how many exhaust pipes it
had. Oh,
it's like, no, but that car's faster because it has four instead of two. Like that was...
What's three pipes then?
Yeah, it's obviously faster than two, but slower than four.
Doesn't the Type R have three?
Yes, there's three. It's the most ridiculous looking thing ever. A car that really worked those three pipes that look nice was a 458. I don't know if you remember Center. All three like similar size.
Oh yeah.
These ones are like one and two, am I right? It's one big one.
It's like a triangle, isn't it?
Really? Okay, let me go and have a look at this. But yeah.
There's a video, I've got a video of it on YouTube.
Did you test it?
No, I didn't test it, I just took a video of it.
Okay. But apparently it drives amazing.
Like, a Type R?
Yes.
It looks nice. I think...
It looks nice.
Yeah, I think...
Yeah, exactly. It looks nice.
No, it does. Yes. I think Honda... No. They are getting back to it. I'm not saying it looks fantastic. I'm going to buy one. I said it looks nice.
Okay.
That's what I said. I think they are finding their way back.
Okay.
Don't you think?
In terms of the engineering, I know for a fact that Hondas are very reliable. I've actually owned a few Hondas in my life, and everyone used to say, you know what, Honda parts are expensive. And I agree, but if it doesn't break, you don't need to fix it, right? And that was literally how I went in. Like I'm saying, I hear expensive, or Hondas that were known to have expensive parts, like a Prelude, a VTEC, you know, or, but it didn't break. I don't know how else to say it. It never broke. Like, it was a good vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it does have that one, Zach. It's one big one in the middle and two smaller ones on the outside. But, yeah.
So you don't like the way it looks?
Nah, not for me. Like, I'm not going to lie to you.
So you didn't like the Kia Cerato Coupe?
Because
it's got similar.
It's got similar those lines, yeah. Which was, it was, like, again, I wasn't like crazy over the car.
Okay.
It was okay. But apparently, drive-wise, this thing is amazing. I know it won multiple awards. It's apparently a very, very nice drive. It's very drive-oriented. It's manual, if I'm not mistaken. It's...
Yeah. Talking about awards, they had the cars.co.za awards. And they actually have the cars at Sandton City at the moment.
Okay.
Oh, so that's 13.
Going to have a look at it.
13 winners and the 26 runner-ups.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to purchase a car, you can purchase it as well. They're doing a partnership with Absa.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's so very interesting.
So if you're in Sandton City, you can go have a look at it. Suzuki walked away with quite a few awards.
Okay. Well, which awards did they get?
So there was the Suzuki Swift, I think, won the entry level.
Okay.
There was the Suzuki Baleno,
mm-hmm.
That also won, and the Suzuki Grand Vitara. Your favorite brand?
Yeah, my favorite brand. For real, I always tell you that.
No, so they did quite well, but congratulations to all the manufacturers. Toyota won the brand.
I know a big one was actually Kia. They won, it was the first Korean car to win an award in the history of the competition.
Is
and
it?
They, yeah, and they won the Family Car of the Year at the 2024 Cars.co.za Consumer Awards. But yeah.
Yes.
We need to get back to the road rage. I know you have a story to share, please.
No. You said you have lots of stories. Let's hear what the listeners have to say first. What?
Okay, so let me think. I read this story, so I'm not going to read word for word. But, yeah, okay. So, it was quite... I mean, road rage is a serious issue, but this was quite a funny story. A listener sent me this... It's a long message, but it's difficult to read out. But the crux of the whole thing is that this listener actually married an Egyptian person. They moved to South Africa. Now, have you ever driven in another country?
No, I haven't driven in. I've been driven around in another country, okay. But not driven in another.
So you know that it takes a bit of adjusting. Like, even as a passenger, mm-hmm. Things look weird because yeah. We're used to driving on the right hand side and they left. So Egypt is one of those countries where apparently they drive on the left hand side. He came to South Africa and he was finding it difficult. So he turned down one of these roads over the wrong side and someone started hooting and, you know, like, they weren't patient with him. They didn't take time to understand that, listen, this man is not from here. So they started fighting and arguing, and it led to both drivers, the worst possible thing that could happen, both drivers exiting their vehicle and they're exchanging words and all sorts of things, right? So in this whole situation, another Muslim, Indian, South African man stopped to like try and call it those the situation. And he tells him, so this whole thing plays out in Ramadan, and he tells this man, like, listen, just leave it. You have a rosa. So that like is like a very Indian terminology for someone from Egypt who has no idea. He thought he was like saying something bad to him. So his response to that was, listen, you have a rosa, your father has a rosa, your own family has a rosa. That story, like I'm saying, it's a lengthy explanation of it, but the way it made me laugh, like I had to share it. But listen, it's not a laughing matter. Road rage is a serious issue. But we're gonna come back and you're gonna tell us about other road rage issues after the break. So yeah, let's go for an air break. When we come back, we can talk road rage.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back to Bumper to Bumper. So, Brother Jamil has a story that he wants to share with us about road rage. I don't know if he was...
No, so this is another one from a listener, yes, where they said on their way to work, right? And I think the disturbing thing, it was a female. So a female driver was accused of apparently cutting someone off, who was driving very slow, was followed in excess of, I think it was 10 kilometers to her place of work, which was a school. She was a teacher. So it's like peak hour traffic, and I don't understand how fast you can be going. But she was followed to the school, where this man got off his car and started screaming and shouting at her, traumatizing her and the kids at the school, other parents. It was only until other staff, including the principal of the school, actually came out and like addressed the issue with this man and asked him to leave before they called the police. But it wasn't like without any sort of drama, or like it was like a whole incident. So we can see, obviously, like, you know, something like road rage, it stems from, I'd say, built up anger. I think in South Africa, we've also got the element of racism. Mm. In this whole mix, you know, someone maybe hogging the fast lane and you come past and it's, you know, just something that we don't like or whatever it is, but people get so heated on the road. And I find this, if you go out and you type out like road rage South Africa on YouTube, I think the only country that tops us is Russia. Like Russia, those guys jump off with baseball bats. And have you ever like seen those dash footages?
No, dash I haven't seen it.
Okay.
But I've been involved in one of those incidents where a guy got out in a baseball, with a baseball bat.
For you?
Well, my friend was actually driving.
Okay.
So we were actually coming back from campus. We were still in campus. And I think it was like late at night. We were driving after exams or something. And we had the windows down. And my friend said something. And this guy was obviously next to us. And he thought he was talking about him.
Mm.
Because he was driving quite badly. So he followed us. And he followed us right to the road, almost where my friend needed to drop me off for home. And he blocked us. And then he got out of the car and he's like, do you know who I am? You know, typical term and stuff. With a baseball bat.
Okay.
And yeah, it was, yeah.
So this happened in Durban?
It happened in Durban, yeah.
And Durban people like super chill?
No. Ooh, really? Road rage in Durban is very, very bad.
Okay, I actually know Durban drivers have zero chill. Like, for example, like, give an example. We obviously go there like once a year and we're on holiday. We're having a good time and we're looking for the hotel. And they have no patience. No. Like, they'll see you have a GP number, you're struggling, like, which way must I turn? They will hoot at you until, like, you can't find a way to go, or it's...
But also, like, if you're driving in the fast lane, like, you can be doing 120, you can be doing 160. The guy will come behind you, and he will flash you. Instead of going around, they will flash you to move out of the way.
Mm.
And when I was younger, I used to just like play along. So I used to move out of the way and go behind them, go just as fast and flash them out of the way.
Okay, yeah, you see that's basically in the folder of what not to do.
No, definitely. No, but that's what I say when I was younger. Okay. Then, you know, like you're immature and you do stupid things like that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, talking about racism. So I had an incident not on the road, but also, like you could say, road related. Okay. A few days ago. So, yeah. You know, in Ramadan, we get tested. Allah tests us, and people test us. And I think it's coming up to Ramadan now, so we also need to, you know, like be more vigilant of things like this. Okay. So I was in Checkers the other day, and
we just in the grocery store.
The grocery store, yeah.
Yeah.
And
we must be very, very mindful that we have international listeners. Yeah, they don't know what's Checkers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Checkers is a grocery store, like yes. A supermarket.
Okay.
And we were just, you know, like finishing up what we were doing. And this guy comes behind me and pushes, like literally intentionally, like deliberately pushes the trolley into me. And I'm like nowhere in his, space. Mm. But he like deliberately pushes the trolley into me. And then I like just ignore him, right? And then he comes and he's like, move. And I'm like, you know, what is the issue here? And turns out this guy was looking at me for a very long time. We were at the till, the cashier told him that, you know, like we're a bit busy because, you know, we run these campaigns and we get gift cards to go and get product from Checkers. And obviously they had an issue. Which is always an issue, you know, like trying to redeem recodes and gift cards and whatever is always an issue at Checkers. And we were obviously delayed. So she told him, you know, go to the next till, we're going to be a bit of a while. And this guy said, no, he'll wait and whatever, but then it became an issue. And he kept on looking at me, and I realized afterwards why he was looking at me and why the incident took place, because it was something that I've never experienced before. Right? Whenever I'm in the queue and, you know, like someone's taking long, we normally, like South Africans, we chat about it and we're like, oh, you know, like this is how South Africa is. We used to that type of thing. But this guy, for some reason, had a problem with us taking apparently long in the queue. And I mean, we're paying customers, so it shouldn't really be a problem. But the one thing that I remember now is that I'm wearing it now, is this Palestinian chain. And I wear it a lot when I go out. And he was looking at it. I thought he was looking at me. I was like, why is this guy checking me out? He was actually looking at the chain. And I think we have to be mindful of these type of things, especially going into Ramadan. Some of us want to wear a kurta and topi that we don't usually wear, or scarf, or whatever. And, you know, we are supporting people in Palestine wearing our regalia. And just be mindful that there are people, not to say that you mustn't wear it, I'm just saying that these incidents do happen, and not only in a supermarket, it could happen on the road as well, because a lot of us have Palestinian stickers on our cars or the flag or whatever it is, and there are people that are like this.
Okay. So wait, what happened? How did it end? He just pushed the trolley.
No, so then I went outside to like find out, you know, like what's his issue with me. And he couldn't answer me because he was like hiding the fact. He didn't want to say it now, because I went out and I was videoing him to get, you know, something out of him. And he's like, I said, why did you push me with the trolley? So he's like, you gave me such a hard time about pushing me with the trolley. And I didn't give him a hard time of like anything. You know me, I'm like chill. You know, I actually, because he pushed the trolley, I just ignored him, and then he says to me, did you not feel me pushing you with the trolley?
Okay.
And then he says to me, why don't you call me a racist? I'm surprised you didn't call me a racist. And I'm like, where's all this coming from?
That's crazy, but yeah, also another thing, like just don't even...
No, so that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, just report the incident. I spoke to the guys at Checkers. They said, you know, they're going to obviously, you know, beef up their security. If something like this happens, then they'll have someone on standby. It will just be like, you know, sir, madam, do you need assistance with something or whatever it is? So they are aware of it. Waterfall City are also aware of it. So, but, you know, just you know, be aware of your surroundings, because these things do happen, and just report it if it does happen.
No, I get you. But look, in terms of any sort of situation, the first thing is to avoid engaging and like just de-escalate it.
Yes.
So even if you know you are right, I mean, there's times where you feel like you're driving, you know, the speed limit. If you feel like, hey, I'm doing 120 in the fast lane, if you want to like overtake me, you need to park, or whatever it is, even though you were at the stop sign. Another one that people really lose their minds about in Ramadan is, well, all the time, but is parking spots. So like just the other day, something happened where I had my indicator to turn into a parking spot, and I was waiting because the lady who was leaving was putting a child in the car. Just like, I know it's a time consuming thing. You're gonna put your child in the car seat, you're gonna put your groceries away, and it's like at least a 5-6 minute thing. And I waited there with my indicator on, like, super patiently. She reversed as she was leaving. This guy just comes and takes the parking lot. And I mean, I didn't like argue about it, but I was just open the window, like, excuse me, I was waiting for this parking. And to my surprise, you know what he said? He said, I'm so sorry. Please, like, I didn't see you. Like, let me like move the car. And when he said that, it just made, like, I felt like, at ease. I was like, it's fine. I'm going to find another.
No, but that's the way, like, just be considerate to other people on the road. I mean, sometimes you might not even see the car, like maybe someone didn't see you, and then don't be like arrogant about it. It's a parking spot. I mean, seriously. Do you know, talking about that, in Durban, I can remember there was an incident where someone was actually shot over a parking spot.
So do you know the thing is, and that's what I was going to touch on, if you're looking at the road rage specifically, right, the reason why it escalates so fast is, it's not that specific incident that gets two people so riled up. Obviously, the person that loses it, there's something underlying, whether it's, you know, his wife just left him, or he's suffering some sort of lost job, whatever. Now, you don't want your small thing, whether sometimes it's a mistake, sometimes it's not your fault, but you don't want that to be the trigger to something a lot bigger. So, for example, this man lost his job, and you know, you're the one to take his parking spot, or he took yours, or whatever it is. You just, it's really, you can see the way these things blow up. And there's so many incidents, you hear about it so often on radio, where someone got shot, like you said, about parking spot, for taking your chance at a stop sign. It's really not worth any of that. So the first thing is always just avoid and de-escalate completely. Another thing is for females, I think it's very important, and not just for females, you need to own... firstly, you need to be able to defend yourself. There's a lot of legalities and costs around or surrounding a firearm ownership in South Africa. But there's things like pepper spray and mace and, you know, non-lethal weapons. Exactly. No, but like, I'm being dead
serious. No, serious.
It's something that if you're a hiker, if you are a motorist, God forbid you ever need it, but if there is a situation where you do, you need to be able to have it on you and know how to use it. And I know that there's a store called Blades and Triggers. They're actually running a campaign where they have pepper spray from 99 Rand. They have stores across South Africa. You find them in all the major malls. I know Sandton has an amazing store, but it's something that maybe we should chat to them about. You know, the importance of carrying a pepper spray, how to use it, when to use it, legally, what is the legality surrounding, when can I use it, can I feel threatened, so can I spray someone, like, when, you know. So maybe it's something to bring on someone to chat about it. I think it's something that everyone should have.
Yeah, and they have now these compact ones. It doesn't look so obnoxious like they used to do.
I remember before it was like a bottle of that. So I remember the one that I saw at Blades and Triggers. It was actually like a little, it looked like almost like it would fit in a keyring.
Yeah. Mm. No, they got ones that look like lipstick and stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's like very fancy ones now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think we must maybe have a chat to someone from there and tell us about it. Like, you know, who can use it, when, how. It's
yeah, no, I think we should. But on that note, it has been a very good 2 hours. I think we've covered quite a lot. Big distance, good mileage.
Good mileage.
And until next week, next week is not Ramadan, no. No, not next week.
No.
So we will be speaking next week at the same time, 7 to 9. Drive safe, keep safe, be aware of your surroundings, be vigilant. May Allah guide and protect you always. Remember us in your du'as, remember the Ummah in your du'as. And we will speak next week, inshallah.
Inshallah. From our team, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.